Well, in the meantime, we have Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, who has said that Tehran will do what it takes to protect the dignity of the holy shrines in Iraq.
To all superpowers, their mercenaries, assassins, and terrorists, we declare that the great Iranian nation will spare no efforts to protect the dignity of Iraq's holy shrines.
Rouhani said numerous people in Iran have expressed readiness to travel to Iraq to defend the shrines of Shia imams there. The president said volunteers from Shia, Sunni, and Kurd groups from across Iraq are already prepared to stand up to the ISIL Takfiri militants. Rouhani further stressed that terrorist groups and the regional and international supporters have no chance against the will of the Muslim nation of Iraq. Mohammed Alahi is Imam of the Islamic House of Wisdom, joins us from Michigan. Tell us what he thinks about what the Iranian president has said. Mohammed Alahi, welcome to the Top 5. Now, here we have this group that is described as being some type of bearer of Islam, but it's anything but that. And, of course, Iran has stated that the red line are these shrines, which are very holy, obviously, to Shias. In terms of what this group represents, tell us how it is the furthest thing away from Islam.
Well, first of all, what the President Rouhani said should be honored and appreciated by anyone who cares for peace and justice, human life and human integrity in Iraq or generally in the world. This shows this statement and also, excuse me, the statement of Ayatollah Sistani shows the magnitude of this terrible threat. If there are people who don't care even for places of worship, for shrine, that is for people to go and pray and worship God, then that means that in Iraq today, we are dealing with this Takfiri tragedy that acts more barbaric than animals and doesn't care for human life and human integrity. What they are doing is not only destruction of Iraq, but destruction of Islam, because they are doing all this mess and brutality and bloodshed in the name of Islam. They forgot that the Quran says, "Man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin faqad qatala an-nasa jami'a." Even taking one life of an innocent human being equals the destruction of the human society. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Kullu al-Muslim 'ala al-Muslim haram damuhu wa maluhu wa 'irduhu." We must protect human life and human intellect, human integrity, human property. And what they are doing actually is a coup d'etat to divide Iraq, to destroy Iraq, and to destroy the entire Middle East. And I agree with the previous speaker that this fitna and this terrorism supported by Saudi Arabia should be condemned. And finally, the Saudis would end up to pay a painful price for supporting violence and war and war crimes in the Middle East. So obviously, what we see these days in the massacre, the genocide of thousands of innocent Iraqi soldiers and Iraqi civilians is a big threat. I wrote a message yesterday to all the imams, Sunni and Shia imams, here in the state of Michigan. And we had a meeting with Imam Majid yesterday, the president of ISNA, Islamic Society of North America, who was visiting us here in Dearborn area. And we met, and particularly I mentioned to the president of ISNA that this situation in Iraq is not really a sectarian thing. the Shia and Sunni, they lived together for centuries. They the same neighborhood. They got married. They showed love and support for one another. So what is going on, this message of hate and humiliation and hypocrisy out of the internal treason of some individuals who are looking for their petty interests, and also the external forces like the Saudis, like Qataris, like the others, who don't care for the security and peace of people, and they just think about the survival of their power. But finally, this fire would back to them, and this mess is going to be a big threat for them. We are sure that this painful experience for the Iraqi people would teach them a big lesson to get united and to work together with understanding and cooperation and save their countries from the threat of these animals that they are giving food to Islamophobia. We've been talking about Islam as a religion of peace and religion of justice. And now non-Muslims are asking us, is this the religion of peace that you are talking about? So they are committing a crime not only against Iraq and Syria and Middle East. They are committing a big crime against Islam, against morality, against the true teachings and principles of the Quran and the Sunnah.
Right.
And I'm glad that after the call of Ayatollah Sistani, so many Sunni scholars who have a vision, who are wisdom, like President Rouhani of Iran, who is a man of morality and wisdom and integrity and courage and leadership, they join these calls for defending the innocent. Uh-huh. To support the army in Iraq and to save the country from this mess and this threat that is not only for Middle East, a threat for the whole world. We ask also President Obama here in America to be part of the solution in situation in Iraq at the same time. If you are not part of the solution, then you are part of the problem. And this is a message that we are working on it here at the United States.
Thank you very much for that. A pleasure talking to you, Muhammad Alahi, Imam at the Islamic House of Wisdom, who spoke to us there from Michigan. Thank you.